We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Testing 1, 2, give me a test.
I love that you're going to be the one responsible for a while. You know, I'm not going to be the one pressing the buttons. I'd say to the new year.
Okay, right. We're back, girlies. Right, let's go. Okay.
It's your favourite queers back in your ears. It's... I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! Are you still shooketh over the top tier audio quality?
Or are people like, I can't tell the difference and...
Don't say that to me. How much should we pay on this shit? How much should we fucking spend? Small mortgage.
Literally.
Poor PJ can't afford towels for the bathroom.
What do you mean? Wait, I just heard you there. What do you mean I can't afford towels for my bathroom? You rude.
How come every time I come here, there's not a towel to be found inside your bathroom, and here I am drying my hands in the cats.
It's because it's because there's no window in the bathroom or ventilation. The vent is kind of shit, so we take our bath towels and dry them outside of the bathroom. Like, do you mean like a hand towel?
Where's the hand towel, you gobshite?
Oh, I just...
For
I
drying
just,
your hands.
I just shake.
Oh my God.
What do you mean?
You're so annoying.
I think I am going to get some hand towels and as well, I'm going to get a face cloth.
Yeah, you could do with the face cloth.
Because apparently when you cleanse your face, you're meant to use a face cloth then afterwards to wipe it off. But I'm pretty sure that Art Attack told me I'm not supposed to do that. Do you remember back in the day? Was it Art Attack?
No.
And they taught you how to wash your face.
No.
And then they were like, don't rub it with a towel, you'll clog your pores.
Why were they teaching that on Art Attack? On Art Attack, they were saying, go get the PVA glue.
No, I think they were telling you about washing your face as well. Let me just Google
no,
it
No, that's Barney.
No, I didn't like Barney.
Do you know someone who haunts me in my dreams to this day?
Who?
You know, that fucking statue head in Art Attack.
Yeah.
Wasn't he petrified?
No, he was serving pussy cunt.
He wasn't telling people to wash their face with a face cloth. It was about art. They didn't really deviate from that.
Art Attack wash face, look here, la.
Did they do stuff like that in Art Attack?
Here's how you wash your face.
Is it?
Oh no, that's how to draw a face. Anyway, it was some form of children's show back in the day. It was some form of children's show. Told me that you're not supposed to dry your face with a cloth by rubbing it, but you are supposed to now rub your face with a damp cloth after cleansing.
After cleansing?
As in, like, I have an oil cleanser now.
Oh, okay, yours is an oil cleanser.
And you wipe it off with a damp cloth.
Is it good, the cleanser you're using?
Oh, but I've been using it for one day, so I'll report back in a few weeks.
See, the thing is, I can't get into a steady skin routine, right? I'm starting to use some stunning bits, right?
Yeah.
But I'm home the whole time. I need to get the travel tubes, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I can't bring my cleanser over with me because it's a big cleanser.
Like, just let us bring on more than 100 mils. I don't know why, but I'm getting kind of giddy for tonight.
I'm going to get in a small bit giddy going out as tonight. Well. I don't know whether I've gotten a perk of energy or what off the cup of tea.
Yeah.
PJ.
What?
PJ buys cubes of sugar. He's like a nan. He's like an old woman.
You complain when I don't have sugar. I know you're complaining when I buy you. I bought that sugar for you, so I don't have any sugar.
Cubes.
They're so cunt.
I don't have sugar. Sorry, either. Are you sweetener?
Sugar in compressed cubes are cunty.
To be fair, right, they are kind of cunt, but it's when you're at a cafe, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a bowl of sugar cubes, and I'm going, how many old nans were kind of fingering the box off this?
I know. Adds to the flavour. You know what I mean? There's a certain it tastes like arthritic ointment, you know?
Yuck! Don't be saying arthritic ointment. Speaking of flights, right? You know, something that caught me today at London City Airport. Well, I haven't flown again. We're recording this the same day as last week's episode. And they have them everywhere at the moment. It's not just airports, right? A sign. Please be kind to our staff and respect them. Isn't it mad that they have to do a sign now to tell people to exercise common decency and not be a prick?
Yeah, they have it in like the post office and stuff as well.
Now, people are always freaking the fuck out of post offices. I don't know what's going on there. There needs to be a study. Do you remember our postman in Stratford?
Yeah, he's so
lovely.
Isn't
he so lovely?
Yeah, me and him were best friends because I used to get so much delivered.
But you know what? When you see the postman outside of the context of delivering post, let me tell you, it's a whole other ordeal.
Really?
I nearly came off my bike there the other week. I was going, postman? As a fella I hooked up with her, I was like this.
In his pedestrian clothes.
In his normal clothes.
In his normal clothes. Out of uniform. I'm dead.
Oh, no, he was still happy
as
ever.
Did you say hi to him? Are you
too embarrassed? No, I will. One thing I will always do, right? Three things in this life are certain.
Okay.
Death, taxes, and me saluting the postman. Brilliant. I love him. I love him.
Sometimes though, when I see someone in public that I don't really know, you do have that moment, don't you, where you're like, are we going to say hi to each other? Or are we going to pretend that we don't see each other? I have adopted the saying hello. And I just go in there at 100%, right? But I really leaned into it recently. It's actually quite embarrassing.
Oh.
And I don't think I'm going to be left back in Brown Thomas. But basically, I was bursting for shit the other day, right?
And do Brown Thomas have a stunning bathroom?
No.
Warm, I'd say. Is it warm in there? Is it warm?
No,
I can't take a shit somewhere if it's very warm.
You think like really good, like Brown Thomas obviously like a really high-end establishment. You think their toilet would be glamour, really bad flush. Weak flush. Love your clothes, Brown Thomas. You need to work on the plumbing, right?
I love their windows.
Yeah, they're lovely.
The Brown Thomas windows are always lovely.
They're gorgeous. But basically, I went in there, right? And I'm doing a poo, right? Because they let you go in and use the bathroom if you're in Brown Thomas downstairs, you know? So I'm doing a poo in Brown Thomas.
Why are you describing this much to me? Just tell me you're going for shit.
So I'm doing shit and I don't want to be graphic. It was smelly, like, right? So but there's only one cubicle.
I know you like to think. Shh, don't think, but
lean a little bit closer.
Sorry, but Outcasts are actually some band.
But they were liars as well because roses don't smell like poo, poo, poo. You know what I mean? That's what they say in the song. Lean a little bit closer, see roses really smell like poo, poo, poo.
They're singing about a person. You know, she might be stunning.
Yeah.
They're like, I know you like think you're better than everyone else, that your shit doesn't stink.
Yeah.
But if you lean a little bit closer, roses really smell like poo-poo.
But they don't.
Roses don't smell great, baby.
They don't. They do. They smell lovely.
They I wouldn't say they smell lovely. There's definitely a scent.
Anyway, I'm doing my poo, right? Bombs
over Baghdad.
What?
There's some great tracks. I bought an Outcast t-shirt before.
Yeah.
And I lived in perennial fear of someone saying, yeah, but can you name five songs?
So I went to learn five songs.
And I know every lyric.
Just say, hey, yeah.
Yeah, but everyone knows
hey,
that
yeah.
one.
Hey, mama.
Yeah?
No, that's Miss Jackson.
It's Miss Jackson. Ooh. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh. Oh, yes, growl. Okay, growl.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize. Also, Bombs Over Baghdad is probably one of their best songs.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, so good.
Well, you wear that t-shirt. We're probably
doing anyway, it. You're going for a shit. Stinky shit. Brown Thomas.
Yeah. And then,
you add the cat.
No. What? There's one cubicle, and then there's there's like a row of urinals, right? Yeah. Or urinals, whichever way you like to pronounce it.
The joy's out.
So I walk out of the cubicle and there's someone waiting to come in, but I kind of know them. Like, I've been with them on a couple of nights out. Like, they were friends of a friend. We've had a bit of a dance. Like,
who was it?
What?
Who was it? Do I know him? Yeah.
Do you know him? No.
Who?
I'll tell you. I'll show you a picture later.
Just tell me now. I want to know, like.
He's like this small...
Hardy?
No. Well, like, yeah, he's good looking, but, like, he's, like, a child, like. Like, he's, like, a Twinkie person. So, like, well, not a child. No, he's not, like, he's not a child.
Huh? Yeah.
No, he's not a child. No, he's just, like, young. Like, I wouldn't be going out with him, like.
No,
he was moving on. I said, like, he's good looking, but he's, like, in his early 20s, you know? Like, he's too young for me.
Let me see. Ooh.
Do you know,
little like, cutie though.
Yeah, but like early, he's Gen Z, early 20s. Like, I wouldn't be going out with him. He's too young for me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I've like, he's been on a few nights out and I kind of been chatting to him. So he knows me and I know him. So I know his name. I'd go out and I was like, oh, hiya. But then I realized, because that's the only cubicle he can go into, he's coming into my cubicle and he's going to be like, oh my God.
And he went and he went, pee you.
He's going to go into the cubicle and go, oh my God, PJ Kirby took a huge smelly shit in Brown Thomas.
Like, it's not as if his shits don't stink. You're all going in there to empty your bowels.
I don't think he was only going for a pee, but he was doing the gay thing where you don't want to pee at the urinals, you know? So then I was like...
Also, shout out to my girls who have to do that. Look, it's a tough ordeal.
Yeah, like Kevin can't pee in urinals either, but you're getting better, no? You kind of regress then sometimes.
I've stopped trying. I don't give a shit.
But basically, I'm hanging in the doorway of the cubicle because I'm like, if I...
Looks like you're cruising him.
No, I'm like, if I delay for a bit, the smell will dissipate a bit. So I'm like, so the urinals are next to me on my left, right?
Hey, stud.
The urinals are next to me on my left. There's people peeing in it and I'm just leaning up against the
door. He broke into song.
I'm leaning
up. I've got chills.
I'm leaning up against the door frame and I'm going, so what brings you into Brown Thomas? And
he's like,
oh, I'm just getting like my aftershave or whatever. I'm like, oh, what kind of aftershave are you getting? And like, he's kind of looking at me being like, why aren't you leaving the cubicle door?
You're very young and hot.
And me fanning my hand behind my back, trying to like make the smell go away. And then I just couldn't do it. So then I just go, okay, great, enjoy your day anyway. Me runs out.
But you can't do anything about it. I wouldn't be embarrassed about that.
Hold my poo, like.
Hold my poo.
No, I wouldn't do it to myself. I can't. I couldn't do it to myself.
Hold my poo.
I would have held the poo for...
In where?
My bowels.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying hold your poo.
As in like in a... bring it with me like...
with you. Pop it into one of the handbags, Brent Thomas. What's this, hold my poo?
I mean, like, don't go for the poo in public. Even though I never really have a problem. Though some people would be like, oh, I only poo at home.
Yeah.
Like, I can poo anywhere.
You can poo anywhere.
I can poo anywhere. Just point anywhere, I'll poo there. You know what I mean? We're normalizing pooing on the pod.
Shut up. Shut up with the normalizing pooing.
What else has been going on? Oh! Gear from music.ie just goes, PJ, we'd love to hear about your shopping experience. Well, I'll tell you right now on the podcast that we're recording with the equipment we got off you. Very good.
But that actually is a plug, by the way. We're giving him a plug for free.
Oh, yeah, actually, fuck that. Any chance of a discount?
Could they give get a discount?
No.
Girls, toughen it. Girls, it's tough when you don't get the discount, isn't it?
Girls, it's tough.
I love a bit of discount.
Do you know what I hate, though?
Well.
Because when I get to the checkout at any type of online shopping, I'm just about to pay and then I go, oh no, I should Google to see if there's a coupon code, right? But then I'm frantically Googling for an hour because I can't find one because obviously it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And then I'm like fully convinced myself that I'm missing out on a deal.
You know what I did the other day, right? So I was booking a hotel and just for a little trip for a weekend away. And it said...
for this trip.
So it said... sign up to our newsletter and get
10% off.
€10 off.
Right? €10?
Yeah, but I mean, it's better in my back pocket than theirs, right?
Yeah.
Same scenario. I was just about to check out, entering my car details. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess I'll do that, right? So entered in my email and then I'm waiting for it to come through, right? I'm waiting for the email to come through saying, thanks for signing up to our newsletter. Yeah. Here's your €10 off. So it doesn't come through.
Fuck's sake.
And I'm holding off, right? And I'm going, oh God. And I go, you know what? I'll book it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, the price has gone up the next day by 20 quid. Well, to say I nearly fucking spat blood.
That's how they get
here
you.
I was. I was like this.
That's how they get.
And I was ready to hop my laptop off wall, and I was going to ring him up and say, "Are you for real?" But you know what I mean. You're only taking them. That's going back to the whole be nice to the staff and stuff. Like yeah. a lot of the time, when you have an issue like that, like you know, it's not Susie at the front desk
no,
issue at all.
Like, leave her alone.
And as well, when I was in like
hospitality,
public facing jobs like hospitality yeah. and stuff. If you're nice, I would do everything in my power to try and look after you. Like, oh look, I shouldn't be saying it, but I was giving out. If Gabby's listening, I used to give out discounts left, right, and centre. I don't know if anyone, unless you were a proper bastard, yeah. like, I don't know if anyone paid full price when I was on.
Oh,
the
babe, I used to be hitting the old age pensioner discount, student discount,
every discount.
Me taking off the service charge.
I used to, oh, you know, so if someone was coming to pay right and they yeah. weren't. My table.
Yeah.
I would just presume that the service was bad, so I'd knock off service. I was just like, well, it might have been all right, but you weren't getting the full experience.
You weren't getting the service you should have been getting because I wasn't on your service.
So 12.5%, no longer. I remember it was, there was a crowd who came in before. It was a Sunday. There was only ever two of us on a Sunday. That's on bar coffees and on
That's
floor,
ridiculous.
Two of us. It was manic. And one Sunday we were particularly busy, but girl... I used to revel in it. I used to go yeah. busy. More like more people to entertain.
Yeah. But do you mean busy or do you think we sold out the evening show?
Or have we sold yeah. out, girls?
Have we booked out the theatre? Do you know what I mean?
And girls, you better get ready for my encore. Yeah. But I was booting around the gaff, right? And yeah. next thing, a woman stopped me and she said, excuse me. She said, are you the manager? And I said, no, I'm not. I said, is there anything I can help you with? Is there an issue? She said, no, I just wanted to say what an exceptional job you're doing.
Fuck off, she didn't.
I swear my life
she
to God.
She didn't.
And
fuck
listen,
off.
So she tried to headhunt me. Listen to this. So I'm working, doing the bits, and I said, well, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Right? And she said, is there literally just the two of you on? I said, yeah, two of us on the floor and like yeah. two in the kitchen. And she went, everyone is being looked after in this room. Like, if you have a look around, she was like,
no, she didn't.
She did. Okay, obviously, I'm adding a small bit on. There's a small bit of flourish.
Okay.
But the crux of it is correct.
Okay.
She said, look around. She said,
look around. And then she grabbed me in her arms. She rocked me to sleep and kissed me on the head.
She put me in and she said, what does everyone here have in common? And I said, everyone is hungry. She said, everyone has a smile on their face.
she said, that's say because that.
No, okay, so she didn't say that. But she did say, she goes, I'm so impressed
yeah,
by what you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah.
She said, I own, and I'm going to name the gaff, yeah. Cutter and Squidge in Soho.
Yeah.
So they do gorgeous cakes.
Yeah.
And she said, would you be interested in joining our team? I'd love to have you in as like, like in as like a manager role.
Screaming.
Right? I've been offered the gig on the... literally in the moment, spot, on yeah. the spot. And I went, and here I was. I was like, it was as if Simon Cowell now came in and said, I'm putting you into a band because you have the right look. It was the biggest compliment. I remember I went home. Actually, I didn't wait till I went home. On my break, I rang my mum. I FaceTimed her. I goes, mum, you won't believe this. She gave me her number then everything, but I never took her up on it.
Why?
Because I was loving the free dinners in the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah,
and I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can't just be eating cake yeah. the whole time.
Should we move on to the
theme?
Let's move on to the theme. The theme for this week is cuffing season.
Alexa, play Cuff It by Beyonce.
Cuff It by Beyonce from Spotify.
Are you going to go see it in the cinema?
Releases? Yes.
When's it out?
I don't know.
Is she going to play it? Oh.
I feel like. Falling now, I love this song. I know it's like it's probably overplayed, but I love it. Tonight I'm fucking something up. I need a drink.
Oh, you know all the ad libs, do you?
You have to for the concert, babe.
I don't know one word.
I feel like if we go to the cinema, will they be pure shouting over the cinema?
That's my fear.
Yeah.
Someone starts singing, when I was at the Little Mermaid, and I just go, "Shut up, stupid child! Watch the movie. There's a reason you weren't cast as Ariel."
We go back out tonight. That's right. Okay, this is when you have to kind of go like, you know, background singers like step,
yeah.
click, step, click.
Shinny
turn off stage. And then the boys, come on. Jump, kick.
Alexa, stop. What is it again?
Swish, 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 clap. swish, 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 clap.
That was it, wasn't it? And then it's, I feel like falling in love.
No, you were singing at the end of that, sending me sideways.
I should have done a proper vocal warm-up.
It's just because these mics are more high-tech.
They're picking up everything,
I feel like they're
going
to pick up more.
They're picking up everything. They're not missing a beat.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I'm going to go see it in the cinema, but I don't want people to be... No, do I? No, I actually do. I want people to be screaming at the film. Because it's a concert. It's not like it's a film, you know what I mean? Like, for example, when I went to see High School Musical in the Gate Cinema, they had the words come up on screen and we all sang along.
But that's different. That's a sing-along.
What's the difference between the sing-along and Beyoncé's concert on
Well,
the
sing-along,
screen?
Obviously, is encouraged because they're bringing up the words and you know what you're signing yourself up for.
Okay, yeah, I suppose.
You know what I mean? Like... I'm there to listen to Beyonce do it.
To Beyonce do her thing.
You know what I mean?
I do love Beyonce. I do love her. And I love when she's in concert and she be like, turn on the fan. Because some tech fella's after forgetting to turn on the fan.
I love all those clips.
She's going to go backstage and she's going to go, there's no problem, babe. It's so fine, but you are fired, obviously.
My favourite bit of the Renaissance tour is when she picks a girl in the audience and she goes... She ain't no diva.
Like,
she is literally dragging them off the earth.
Imagine if Beyonce pointed at me and goes, she ain't no diva, I'd have to leave the country legally.
Pack
change
up your stuff.
I'd have to change my name. I'd just have to go gone girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd have to go complete go. Or, like, I think in that moment, I'd go fight or flight. I'd either have to leave the country or I'd just kneecap her. You'd have to go one or the other, fight or flight. You know what I mean?
We need to get those covers for the mics ASAP.
You keep spitting on it.
So on Renaissance being screened at cinemas, right?
Yeah.
So I was at a screening there last week, private screening.
Shut up.
Private screening for just a movie, Saltburn. It was actually a Q&A with the director as well. Anyway, there was a group of us there, right? And one of the lads who was there was like a friend of a friend. I've met him a few times. Lovely guy. And I was chatting to him afterwards. And he lives very close to the cinema. And I was like, would you go a fair bit? And he goes, I have a cinema pass. I was going, tell me more.
Why do you think that's glamour?
Now, also, it was like 25 quid, he said, for unlimited cinema for the month.
Yeah, no, cinema passes are so good.
Work out really well. And this isn't a sponsored post.
Yeah, you can get one in the IFI.
If
you're an avid cinema goer, bring in your own snacks.
Bring your own snacks, always.
That's what they get you.
Anyway, he was saying he goes a fair bit, right? And I was like, that's great that, like, you know, you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
And I was like, how often is a lot, like? And he goes, about three times a week.
Really?
Now, who is the time to be going to the cinema three times a week, really?
Well, I suppose if you like, watch, like, the telly in the evening, like, it's the same thing.
Except, I suppose.
It's just a bigger telly.
Yeah, maybe he just doesn't have a telly in his gaff like that. And then I said, what was the last thing you saw? It sounds like a mall questions, really.
20 questions, sir.
I said, Eras.
What?
That's what I said. Taylor Swift, live in concert or whatever, in the cinema. And I just knew then we would never
Taylor's
be friends.
Concert.
Yeah, weren't they screening that as well? Yeah, Eras.
Okay. I just, don't
get it.
Swifties, don't come for me.
Yeah.
I am not one of you.
No.
I'm just not into it. And I tried to get into her. I watched the documentary and I bonded with her.
You were saying that. We spoke about it before, so I don't want to be giving her too much hate.
Yeah. We bonded on the documentary, me and Taylor. I kind of got where she was coming from, but she just...
I just don't get the hype, I'm afraid.
She's giving me Christian girl autumn, like.
Yeah. She's very beige girl. Isn't
not,
she?
Not with the beige girl hate again.
But she is.
She is, yeah.
She's kind of the personification of beige girl.
Yeah, I know she is.
That sounds really rude, and I'm sorry, Swifty. Well, me speaking as if they're going to attack me. They're all six.
No,
well,
they're
and
not,
Tommy
babe.
Byrne.
Our friend Tommy Byrne. Is
I love
Swifty?
Tommy. Tommy loves
I see it. I see Tommy Byrne as a Swift. That's not like a bad thing, Tommy. Like, I see it.
I remember one time myself and Padraig were actually two of the founding members of Douglas Youth Club, right?
Okay.
It was in the back of the Bunnamills, right?
Work!
And anyway, in the lead up to Christmas, we were having a talent show. And I said to Padraig, I goes, what are you going to do for it? And he goes, I think I'm going to choreograph a duet to Taylor Swift Love Story with me and Becca, which is the girl he was seeing at the time.
Fuck.
And I remember going, that's the gayest thing I've ever heard. Now, that's coming from the same boy who, for the same talent show, did a tap routine to Put Loose.
Screaming.
On carpeted floor, might I add. Anyway,
how did you do a tap routine on a car, please?
I was struggling, babe.
Jesus Christ. Did you win?
I don't know if there was a winner in it. I think we all just got a prize or something like that.
Oh, fuck off. But you can't do tap on a car, but you definitely didn't win.
Well, you could kind of hear it. It was a bit of a...
A muffled.
Yeah, it wasn't as... No, my taps weren't even that great anyway, so it didn't really matter.
I think it's so gas that I could just say to any old one in Ireland,
yeah,
isn't Fred Astaire fab? And they'd go, oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Imagine being that universally liked.
Anyway.
We're talking cuffing season.
It's cuffing season, girls.
It's going into December.
Yeah.
And we're approaching Christmas.
Yeah.
And...
Shh. Don't say the C word.
We're trying to get Kevin a fella for the holidays.
Is it that?
Just for the holidays.
I don't know if that's what we were talking about.
Just for the halls.
Yeah, maybe.
Something you could bring home for Christmas. I'm not advocating for this film because it's shit.
Yeah.
But there's a film on Netflix called Holidate. You kind of want a holidate. Someone who you... Basically, it's Emma... What's her name? The girl on the beach and she's like this.
Emma Roberts.
Yeah, it's Emma Roberts, and she needs to bring home a date for Christmas.
And it's not good.
And it's not good, but basically it's called Holidate.
And she's on the beach like this.
Do you know that meme? But basically...
I actually knew it straight away.
But she basically finds a fella, because she's sick of people being like, oh, why are you single? And then she was like, will you be my holidate? And then they do that, and then she falls in love with him, obviously, like, it's rom-com vibes. But you kind of want a holidate just for Christmas.
We're in December now, right? I have done little to no dating this year.
Yeah, just writing.
Can we get back to the dating?
Yeah.
I'd say I've been on all of, let me think for a second. I think I've only been on the one date. No, there was the crazy from America.
Oh, yeah. What? Why are you shaking your head?
Babe.
He doesn't listen to our podcast. He's...
Shut up.
What?
Babe. If we're going to talk about my dating history, we have to do so on my terms.
Okay. Why? It's not fun if we do it on your terms.
Yeah, babe, I can still make it fun. Trust me.
I'm going to spill the tea for the girlies.
I only went on... No, I think I went on a second date with one of the lads.
Yeah.
And then only the one day with that fella. Shut up!
Who was the other fella?
Remember he was making music.
I actually do.
Do you remember?
The fella who loved the points.
Was he loving the points? No, we went to... Remember,
he was a music producer, was he?
I don't know.
He
had a profile on Spotify.
Oh, then he was an artist.
I go, so do I, if you listen to Fastlane.
I'm actually an artist myself. Let me play you my track.
But they're the only... And you know, it's because, you know what? I had no interest in doing it. Okay. Also, like, maybe it's like exhaustion of the apps.
Yeah.
Or something. I literally... didn't want it. Maybe there's something to do with the fact as well that I only came out of a relationship last year and I didn't want to be going into anything again. And I'm still sorting my head out after that, really, for the first part of this year, for the first half, definitely, and I'm nearly thinking for the first three quarters of the year. But I just had no want to do it. And even the fellas that I did end up dating didn't come about via apps. They came about, like, from chatting to them on a night out.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. That's, like, that is nice. I do think there's something to be said about, like, the organic meat. Like, I do love... Like, fair enough. Like, I do think, obviously, we're living in 21st century, like, meeting on the apps is, like, normal as well.
Yeah,
but, like,
course.
It's just lovely to meet, like, in a club and stuff like that as well.
And the reason I love meeting them out as well is because, you know, when you get an energy about someone, and you know, and not to go back to riding... But you know the way you can find someone attractive on the apps?
But then you see them in real life and there's no spare.
And there's not a thing.
Yeah.
You know if you're after meeting them on the night out, you'd go, well, I'd ride them.
Yeah. But also, like, this year as well, you were just living your single gal fantasy. Like, you were just sowing the oats. You know what I mean?
I was doing what?
Sowing your oats. Isn't that what people say?
Sowing my oats.
Sowing your oats, yeah.
What does that mean?
That's what people say, no?
But what does it mean, babe?
I don't know.
Having a laugh.
No, like, sowing your oats. Like, prepare. I presume it's something to do with... the oat harvest, and like I presume you have to sow them to prep for a bountiful harvest. Let me check what sowing the oats mean.
Sowing the oats presumably means like what? Laying down the foundations.
Nowadays, sowing one's wild oats most often means having sexual intercourse with many women. Oh, well.
I definitely wasn't sowing oats.
In British English, oats is slang term for sperm, hence the universally understood reference to promiscuity.
Right.
I wonder where it came from.
Is it anything to do with it as well? Like, you know, when you're feeling one's oats?
The expression dates back to the early 19th century, used for the frisky, energetic movements of a horse when it has a belly full of oats.
Do you have a belly full of oats?
Do oats make horses horny?
Didn't say horny, did it?
The frisky and energetic movements of a
energetic.
Horse.
Energetic. Frisky is like that.
Frisky is like horny.
Is it?
Look it up in the thesaurus. Anyway, you were sowing your wild oats this year.
I was just having a bit of fun, girls.
Yeah.
Also, I think it has something to do with the fact as well they turned 30.
Okay.
I was just being like, oh, what have I done?
Yeah.
You know, when I was kind of panicking, I was kind of going...
You were experiencing twink death.
Fuck.
But you were never really a twink
anyway.
Yeah,
I kind of experienced... I was a twink at one point. Yeah. I experienced... twink death, really.
Early on.
The age of 25, I'd say.
So for listeners who don't know, twink death is when a young gay twink realises it is too old to be a twink. And then you have to graduate to the next gay niche. I'm presuming you're Jock Otter?
I would say Otter. I think there's something a bit cringe about calling myself Jock.
I think you're a Jock, actually.
Why? Because the CrossFit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm guilty of nowadays?
Talking about CrossFit?
Fist bump.
No.
I love the fist bumps.
No, every time a fella tries to fist bump me, I do a high five and I kind of touch
you. You don't
that.
Like, you be guilty of slipping into the
I go,
heady stuff as well.
I go, hey, baby.
You be going around, when you're back home with your friends in Cork with all the lads, you be jocksing each other and everything. You do it. I saw you when we were at the book launch there, you pocketed Dean.
But anyway, we don't want to say you want to enter, you don't want to get into a big serious relationship. But you wouldn't mind getting a few more hits on the dating app.
I wouldn't mind maybe, I know what I fucking want actually.
Am I right in saying, although you're not looking to date at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not actively seeking it.
You wouldn't mind having the app set up in the off chance you want to do a few swipey swipes.
I wouldn't mind being wined and dined.
So you're looking for a few free meals. Well, there's no shame in it all.
But it's not that either. But I just like the idea of being wined and dined.
So what is it?
You know?
Getting a few free meals, like.
But I'm not doing it for the free meals. I'm doing it for the company of a gentleman as well.
Okay.
I do think, right, call me crazy, the next fella that I'd be dating.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if he was in his 40s.
Really?
Properly had his shit together.
I know a few 40-year-olds who are still kind of... don't have their shit together.
Yeah, and still a bit crazy, but I want a 40-year-old who does.
So you just want a rich 40-year-old?
No, he doesn't have to be rich. I wouldn't mind if he had his gaff. He doesn't have to be rich, but it'd be great if he had the gaff.
Okay.
Just because that would be like one less thing for me to be stressing about.
Okay.
And also, ideally, they'd have a gaff to themselves.
I can actually see you with an older man, because you always date younger.
I don't always date younger, that's the thing.
You do?
Who said that?
Every single person you've dated since I've known you has been younger than you.
What do you mean dated?
What do you mean? Like everyone who used dated?
Who? Just mouth their names to me because I know who they are. Yeah. Younger.
The fella with the parasite.
Go on.
He was younger.
We're not counting him, by the way.
Why not? You dated him for half a year.
Because I did more with my fucking pen pal in France than I did it with that boy.
I mean, no.
Who's that's the same as the first one.
No, what's his name?
Yeah, but that was a marriage in there of about 6 months.
Younger though.
Go on.
Older. Really?
Who did you say?
The guy who.
Where?
Yeah.
Older.
Oh. Okay.
Also, I kind of offended that I thought he was younger. He's definitely fucking older, you bastard.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying I can see you an older fella.
Okay, right. So let's get into my dating profile. Admittedly, because I haven't been that invested in the apps,
yeah,
I haven't paid my profile a whole lot of attention.
Show me it. Read out your description.
Works at creative. Well, I'm hardly going to put podcast hosts.
Works at creative.
Well, I don't know what to say, like, freelance creative.
Why don't you say works in broadcasting?
Because it's not that either, is it?
Yeah, but I just think creative makes you
professional
sound like...
pretender.
Yeah, creative makes you sound like you're unemployed.
Fuck.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. When I obviously we are creative, but when someone ever asks me like, what's your job? And if I say, oh, I'm a creative, I know they're going, fuck off, just tell me you have no job. You know what I mean?
I didn't really think about that. I was just thinking...
Which is something we have to address as a society.
Yeah, maybe it's...
Because obviously being creative is a job.
Yeah, but you're right, if that's what people are thinking. See, I was thinking, there's the creative thing, and just saying creative, because that could be anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You could be a creative in a fucking circus.
Yeah.
Not that I'd want them to think I was a creative in a circus, but you know what I mean?
We're not shaming circus performers, though.
I was thinking, does creative sound a bit enigmatic? And that's the thing. I think I'm kind of going for the whole mystery
okay,
thing.
Okay, you're serving mystery.
Because in my bio, I say, and this is all I say.
Okay.
Do my teeth look big in this?
Okay, funny.
But it's just a one-liner.
Okay.
Because you know what? Sometimes I see people going to town on their bios, right?
And it's all you just want to get by with the looks.
No, because I'm hinting...
at humour.
At humour. And also, I don't want...
Also, it's a self-deprecating humour.
Yeah.
So I'm already like, oh, he knows how to make, like, take a joke, you know?
But here's the important bit.
Okay.
Three-leaf clover emoji.
And that's how you get the pussy.
And that's why I've been whoring myself out the last
because
year.
People love Irish. It is like catnip to cats. Being Irish to men...
Is catnip good?
Like, they get a bit like, they're mad for it, like, you know what I mean?
What do they do?
They just be, it's kind of like they're drugs. They'll be like, do, it's like if they do drugs, like, they'd be kind of mad for it. Like, they'd be like,
oh my God, get those cats out here and give them
no,
the catnip.
No, I don't like them using all the time, you know what I mean? But, like, people love Irish people, especially if you're an Irish abroad, you're cleaning up.
Absolutely.
You don't even have to be funny or charming, you just need to have an accent.
But then, so interests, LGBTQIA+ rights. Theatre, coffee, yoga and CrossFit. Got the CrossFit in there somehow, girls, didn't I? Hatta.
You sound like a basic gay at the end.
How? That's just interest. Right, go through my pickies. Wait, hold it out so I can see it as well.
First of all, you're lying about your height.
Do you want a fucking smack in the head?
You said you're not 5'10".
You're so annoying. You're so stupid. You're so stupid. You think you're actually the tallest person in the world. Someone needs to give you a land.
You're not 5'10".
What height am I so fucking
We'll inside? Measure you after this.
Oh my God. I actually will. And we're going to do it on Instagram Live so you can be shamed in front of everyone.
Okay.
What height do you think I am? 5'9"?
5'9", yeah.
I'm not. I'm 5'10".
Okay, usually a rule of thumb, you take an inch off whatever a lad says, whatever height he is. Isn't that right though?
I don't know, that's true for
like
me.
If a lad says he's 6 foot, he's 5'11".
I'm 187 centimetres. What's that in feet and inches? 187 centimetres in feet. Oh no, I'm not that. Okay, I am...
What did that come up as? 100 and what? What did you... What?
That's 6'1", that's wrong.
See, that's what you're telling me, Phil.
I'm 177...
No, you can't go backtrack now.
Okay, go on. We'll measure in a second. So I'm sick of you saying that I'm smaller
you're
100
than I am. And what?
Also, do you get off on telling me that I'm shorter than I
no,
am?
No, I like to call out your lies online.
Stop saying lies or I'll puck you in the head.
No, to be honest, I think... I agree with you. No one wants a huge bio. I think people who go into huge detail in the bio, I'm like, desperado.
It's desperado. Also, it's given insanity.
It's given
crazy.
Stop
telling me you're sane and sorted because I have to presume that you're crazy.
And unhinged.
Yeah.
Right, okay. First pick, you're doing the bear face.
The what face?
You're doing the bear face.
What's the bear face?
So, do you ever, like, the gay subgroup, the bears, you're your uncles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bears.
Those bears.
Barry and Phil.
Of Dylan's Cross.
But basically, like, there's this thing called the bear face where just look up the bear face. Google the bear face. Gay the bear. It's basically when.
Do you be shy? Are you having sex with bears?
No, but it's a running joke on TikTok. So people, do you tuck in your bottom lip and you, like, smile upside down? Oh my God! You're doing
Oh my God! Oh my God!
You're doing the bear face.
Is it hot or not?
It's hot, but you're doing the bear face and you're not a bear.
But
you're an
I honor. Hate the bear face on other people. I know him.
Who?
I know that guy.
Who?
Am I a bear?
No, you're an otter. Okay, first pick though, lovely.
No, I'm trying to Well, I had to my bio, ignore the bare face.
Ignore the bare face. Second pick, hot. Kevin's in an elevator. You looks like you travel.
It looks like I travel, yeah, that's why I put it in.
And fuck.
Good.
Third pick.
What is it? You need to show me as well, I can't remember.
Is you in Stradbally with a welly up against the thing. I don't like it.
Will I get rid completely? I just like how my tricep looks in my left arm. Isn't mad what we see in ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, the tricep is good, but I've
the
seen
the tricep is tricepping.
Yeah, tricep's tricepping, but it's also you just look like a random Irish lad walking back from a festival.
But is that not hot?
Kind of, yeah, I suppose.
Okay, go on.
Gym pick.
Yeah.
You look very hot, but you also look exactly like your brother Shane. Shout out Shane. He's hot.
Shout out Shane, call me.
Because he's hot too. But don't you look exactly like Shane there?
Oh, do I? I don't know. I don't see it
you
as
look,
much.
You look so like Shane in that pick.
No.
Oh, it's Shane. So weird.
I forgot you were doing mine there and I was like, oh, I'm kind of horny.
You're looking at yourself.
It's because I'm post-gym pump, girls.
Oh, me and Padraig can make it. No, my eye makes. This is us on a beach in Sitges. You look gorgeous in that. Keep that one.
We had a great day that day. That's probably, look at me. Now, it was also the worst day of my life. But that was also one of the best days of my life.
Yeah, not life, but it was good. It was the best day of the holiday.
No, but I know life, sorry, it wasn't the best day of my life. But like, if you could pick like top 20 moments.
It was funny, yeah, it was mad.
To live through again, yeah. I'd go, actually, let me go back to that day.
That was crazy, yeah. We
talk all about it on the Patreon.
Yeah, we done a whole episode on it, but like basically.
No.
It was a rigmarole.
It was a bit crazy.
Gorgeous picture of you skiing.
Skiing.
So look, I'm kind of getting money off
money,
that
money, money. That's what I put in. I was like, oh, maybe they think I have money.
Okay, what's with the porn? Kevin is standing in my spare room. There's a fold-up bed in the background. He's in the foreground in nothing but Calvin Klein underwear.
What colour?
Red.
They're wine.
Wine.
You know what I love saying when people comment that, because like that'd be one of the picks as well. I might send someone on Grindr.
Okay.
And people go, what's underneath the red boxers? And I go, they're wine. Sorry, I don't know why that's tickling.
That is funny.
Now, it's a load of selfies. I'm just thinking now.
It is. I think you need to diversify.
With the same face, I need to diversify. But look, wholesome sea swimmer.
Yeah, no, this is in the Vico Bats.
Should I maybe put that up towards the front?
Oh, I think that looks lovely. Put that towards the front. You actually don't have too many. You have three mirror selfies.
Yeah.
I'd lose one.
Which one?
I'd lose.
So we're going to lose Strad Ballet.
Maybe. Your body looks good in the one where you look like Shane, but maybe just because you don't really look like yourself in it, take it out. That was hot.
Take that one out.
No, I like that one. The one when you have the puffer jacket on, you're giving a man at the streets.
Okay, that's what I was kind of going for then.
Do you know what?
I enjoyed that now.
I would do. You're giving very mask for mask energy.
But I don't. That's not a compliment to me.
No, that's what I'm saying. You need to add in sprinkle a bit more like
camp
a bit.
But what do I do? But up a.
I don't know.
Doing a bit of a.
doing a tap routine on a carpet.
You know what I mean? How do I? Well, I say. Well, what if I was to address it in the bio?
Yeah, I'd just be like, I might look mask for mask.
But I'm definitely campy camp or something like that. Yeah. But look, even if you look, these conversations.
Oh yeah,
aren't going anywhere.
Let me see some of your chats. Let's go through one of your chats.
There's literally nothing.
Let me do a dramatic reading.
There's literally nothing there, babe. Okay. I'm not really chatting to anyone. I said something cringe.
You match with Brett, and you goes, Brett, the best a man can get.
No, that's cringe. Like, what was I thinking?
But then also, but like, your serving personality here, right? I would have jumped at that opportunity.
What did he say?
Right? He just said, you're a handsome kiss.
Well, facts are facts.
Well, if you're going to say facts, Brett, wait to know.
But all those conversations,
you're matching with loads of hotties.
No, not the sound of surprise.
No, I'm just saying, like, as in, like, why are you not, you're not talking to any of them?
I couldn't be asked, mate. I couldn't be asked. You know what it is?
Wait, we have a long chat here.
Do we? Who is it? Just show me first.
What is it?
Show me first, because I could be saying bits in there as well. Let me see. Well, yeah, but should we give them a pseudonym?
Well, obviously this. No, why? They're our first names. Also, this isn't live, and you can just edit out what you don't like.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So Pete goes, "Hey man, what's up?" You say, "Hola, Pete. Nice glasses." He's not even Spanish. He goes, "Cheers, man," and then you go, "And sexy mustache." You hit him with the second compliment. Then he goes. I'm just imagining pulling your red boxers down here. Oh, Jesus. He was a bit straight in there.
Straight in there. This was.
And then you goes, they're wine coloured, actually. He goes, but I'll take it.
Sorry, not me howling, laughing at my own response. Sorry, it's just a fact to be said already.
And then
it does happen a lot. Do you not think they're wine?
They are wine. They're not red, they are wine. And then Pete goes, oh, he's precise. And then you goes, I'm all about precision, Pete. He goes, and precisely, how do I get those wine-coloured boxers off? Jesus Christ, what's Pete, like, keep it in your pants.
Oh, but also, right, look.
Oh, wait, now he comes out, with the wine, ? Or is it more complex? So he's basically like, do I just need to buy a glass of wine before we have sex? And then you goes, actually, pretty easy to get them off. Just bat those eyelashes at me. Kevin, to me!
Sorry, delete this.
And then he goes,
no, it's not. I wouldn't actually be getting them off for him.
And then he goes, and then you go,
it kind of depends. You know, if obviously, you know, if you're in the horny mood, if you're in a bit of a horny mood, you know, you know what I mean? You're going to be saying horny stuff. He was hornier.
But also, I understand why you don't talk to these people, because you're serving personality and looks, and they're only coming to you with just their heart, but they're giving you nothing. They're like, let's have sex. I'm like, make me laugh.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Now, I'm screaming at you. You match with a guy called Rick Lee, right? And you just message him going, can I borrow your jacket?
I think, yeah. It's a lovely jacket.
It's a lovely jacket.
How nice is that jacket?
Also, his bio is just a dolphin emoji.
I love that then.
Really?
Yeah, like he's a seagull. You know what I mean?
How'd you get back?
The red arrow.
Wait, no, who else? Let me find another one.
No, don't be doing any more.
We'll do one more.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Andres, gorgeous. Mm.
Show me, because I can't remember them and I don't go through them. Oh, he's fucking hot.
He's at the Vico Bats there, is he?
I think he was based in Dublin, actually. I think he's in London now. Check where he's based there, actually.
Oh, is he hot or is he just...
No, yeah. He is hot.
Yeah, he's hot.
Do you think?
Yeah, I can't. We're just commenting on people's appearance so bad.
Yeah, I know, but he's hot, like.
Yeah. You're talking to him for ages.
I think he was over to London. He was looking for recce's.
You're looking for recce's, all right. You match with a guy called Can, and he goes, hey, Kevin, what are you up to? And you replied and goes, hola, chico. Why do you keep saying hola, chico to people?
Hola, chico.
The name of this ep is hola, chico. I'm having a very chilled Sunday, sat on the couch with a cup of tea.
And is that me or him?
You, and then he
didn't reply.
Nah,
he was looking for horny buzz.
Oh, was he?
I'd say so, like, if he didn't reply to that. I say hola, chico, because watch... Hey man, how are you? Look at me. Hey man, how are you? Hola, chico.
Oh,
so like it's a bit party
it's
girl.
A bit more pizzazz, yeah.
It's
but
a bit more party
but
then girl.
Are they like, are you Spanish? And you have to be like, no.
No, that doesn't happen.
The more I'm looking at the messages, the more I'm realizing, like, Jesus Christ, it's a hellscape out there, isn't it?
Hellscape.
People aren't given anything.
Wild West.
Like, there now, you're like, hey, handsome. He's like, hi there. You're like, anything planned for the weekend? He's like, I'm good. I have a wedding this afternoon. We'll go to the gym now and then get ready. Like, snooze me later,
snooze
Benjamin.
Me later.
Benjamin, you're boring.
But you know
fuck.
What? See, that's the thing in a city.
Benjamin,
like,
you're going to be alone forever. You're so boring.
That's the thing in a city like London, especially, right, where there's so many gay guys, right?
Yeah.
People really don't have to make the effort. And then, as well, on top of that, you have like Grindr. So, if you are just looking to hook up and stuff, really, all of that is like minimal effort.
I know what you mean. It's like, it's so easy. It's like,
it's so easy and accessible now.
You can just tap your phone and have a hookup in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's really hard to like find the connection, but
find
I
the
think.
Connection.
Yeah, no, it really.
Me
is.
And Joe, my housemate, we were saying that we want to go to like a gay speed dating event. But then I'm like, is that kooky crazy?
Oh my God, he went to my dance college.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's a fabulous singer.
He's so lovely.
Also handsome, no?
French, right?
French.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we also have a mutual friend.
Me?
Do you know him well?
Quite, like he was in the same, if you go to you know PJ, he'll remember me.
Oh my God,
because
I was actually raging, right? Because
yeah.
I followed him on Instagram and he was following you and I was like, oh fuck's sake.
No, because we went to the same college.
Oh my God.
There was three of them, they all came over from France at the same time and they were unreal.
He's fabulous, he's working loads. Do you follow him on Instagram?
Do you ever go on a date?
No, he's living, that's the thing as well. Like sometimes you just think, oh they're in London, but he's living like North London. I was like, oh snooze me later.
No, to be fair to you, babe, like, you're giving it in the chat.
But am I even?
You're giving Spanish. You make one or two jokes. No, I would say, like, are you asking for a critique? Or is that the thing? Or am I just reading them out?
I don't know. I just started reading them.
But I thought the whole premise of the show was I was meant to like give you some advice.
Well, the thing is, I don't really need advice for the chat. I don't really want to take advice from you for the chat. No offense. Not saying that your chat isn't great.
Okay.
I'm well able for the chatty bits.
Yeah, but I'm trying to give you... do you want some...
But my thing is, I have a diagnosis.
What?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
It's fatigue. I have connection fatigue.
No, yeah, the diagnosis is it's not your fault, it's everyone else's.
It's also I'm not really trying.
No, the one thing I would say, even though it's unwarranted, yeah, the critique on the chat is...
What?
You could be more you. I feel like you're holding back.
I'm not, babe.
You're holding back the
I'm
funny.
I'm not holding back.
You're holding back the funny. Be a bit more irreverent.
Trust me, I'm plenty irreverent.
You're not, babe. All you keep saying is hold a Chico. Like, you could show in a few more jokes.
But you know what? You know what? You know...
You have it in you.
You know where I come alive?
Yeah. Face to face.
Face to face.
You do. And as well, you be vibing, you know?
I be vibing. And you know what? And you know what? And you know what, right? I could be outright. You know, some people might be like, oh, because, you know, I rate myself, right? I know I'm not the best looking...
Oh, shut up.
...boy in the bunch. I know, like, I don't think I'm, you know, should God help us.
Yeah.
By any means.
You look great in a pair of wine underwear, we found out.
But
we'll post that pic on Patreon, by the way.
But one thing, I back my chat. Are we going to post it on Patreon?
Where's that?
Well, I just go, oh, this is Kevin in his
just
wine
boxers. Just go, this is the wine undies that Kevin was wearing.
Now, I love them and they're ripped.
Oh, how did they rip? Was it
that
man?
That guy with a glass of wine. But, like, I'll go up and chat to anyone in the club.
I know, yeah.
You know what I mean? And if there's, like, a really attractive guy or whatever, and people are like, oh my God, isn't he handsome? Yeah. I'd be like, I've no bother going up and chatting to him.
The one thing I'd say, like, and it's something, even now, like, I find really attractive. Confidence is the sexiest thing. The hottest thing you could wear is confidence, girls.
It's true, though.
It is, though.
With some of the lads that I meet in London, it's so nice when you meet a fella who is just like pure sound, right? And doesn't take himself seriously. Something happened in London. It must be to do with Thames Water or something. But everyone takes themselves bloody seriously. I'm going, girl, get a grip.
Yeah, and even like...
Our lungs are blackened with soot. Do you know what I mean?
The one thing I would say about online dating... That is really helpful.
What?
And I think this is the sweet spot.
What?
If you match with someone but never spoke to them, but then you see them in a party and you're vibing.
Yes.
Because then you both know you like each other.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And then you're not online, you're in real life.
So that's what I love.
Do you know what I mean? So I think
that's what I love.
There needs to be an app with like not a chat function.
Yeah.
You swipe each other and then you match loads of people and then when you get
you
near...
You go to a party.
And when you get near them,
there's a party.
Your phone pings.
Well, what about the party?
Yeah, but so for example, say now, I think it should be an app, right?
An app.
Yeah, there's an app.
There's an app.
You swipe on loads of people in your city, right?
Yeah.
And you match with whoever matches with you. And then when you're... And then it follows your location, the app... So when I'm near, say if I match with you and then I walked past you in a bar, my phone would vibrate and go, you're near Kevin, who you matched with before.
I don't like that. There's an element of security there that I don't agree with. It's a bit unsafe for me.
Sometimes when it comes to love, security has to go out the window.
What about that matches, right?
Yeah.
And then No, but then it's only very much able to cater to people on an individual basis. But I was going to say, then it's all a party for you and all your matches.
That'll be a bit labour intensive. So what's the takeaway from this app? Put a shamrock in your dating profile if you're Irish.
The takeaway from this app is I need to address the bear face.
The theme for this app is actually not an app. It's an intervention for Kevin's bear face.
Anyway, girlies, that's it from us.
That's it from me and my little bear, Kevin.
Oh!
What?
What the fuck did you do there, you idiot?
I just held your hand.
You didn't just squeeze my tummy and then he broke it.
Oh, sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I didn't realise my strength.
Those poor fucking cats.
Oh,
you grabbed them like that? But are you serious? You didn't realise what you just did?
I was just holding your hand.
You baby, that's actually bent like that.
Ah, babe, calm down.
You grabbed it really
weird. I'm sorry, I apologise.
Also, these mics are going to be picking up that scream. I roared into it.
So, did anyway, I really hurt you?
Yeah, but it's fine, you made me lunch earlier. Girlies, that's really hard.
Okay, sorry. I am sorry. I really am. I feel bad now.
Right, girlies, take it. Don't feel bad, it's grand.
Okay.
But don't do it again, like, obviously.
Well, I didn't obviously purposefully squeeze your hand.
You didn't really have.
So it was a love
squeeze. The outcome would be.
It was a love surge.
Don't do that again.
Okay. Love you, girlies.
Bye, girlies.
Bye.
Love you to bits. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.